This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, this is Bex on Fun Kids, and I am joined by Carrie Hope Fletcher. Hey, Carrie.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
I am so good. Thank you so much for joining us. You must be super busy, because if our listeners don't know, as well as being an author, you're also a performer on the West End.
I am, yes. Yeah, not too busy at the moment because sadly all theatres are closed, but working hard on bookish things.
And did you manage to fit this book around lots of your performing on stage? Were you writing it when you were back on stage?
I was, yes. I was writing in the interval of most shows and to and from work. But it was lovely being in a theatre and writing about a theatre. It helped a lot.
Yeah, so I love Into the Spotlight. It's such a lovely book. You've written three just the kindest, loveliest characters. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, there's Marigold, Mabel and Morris. They are orphaned children who end up living at the Pebble Theatre, which I think is pretty cool. It's something I wanted to do when I was a kid. Really wanted to live at the theatre. And Marigold really wants to be a writer. Mabel really wants to send people into space. She wants to work for NASA one day. And Morris is just desperate to be a dancer. That's all he ever wants to do. And yeah, they all live at the Pebble Theatre, but the theatre is in trouble. And so they all need to come up with a way to save it. And everyone turns to the children because they seem to have the best ideas.
Yeah, so these kids have kind of found their way. They found Bam and Lydia, who, again, are really kind, thoughtful characters. And it seems to be a big thing about coming together and, like, you know, your family isn't always the people related to you. It's people who are around you, who you love.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always feel like you choose your family. It doesn't necessarily mean that the people that you're born with and the family that you're born into and, you know, family isn't necessarily determined by blood or marriage. It can just be the people who you feel closest to, which I think is a really important message.
And in the book, it must be quite nice to write about a theatre, right? Like you said, it must be quite cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've got so many memories of being a child in theatre because I've been acting since I was seven. So I've got so many memories of playing in costume racks and trying on people's costumes and meeting lots of eccentric actors and people who work backstage and just learning lots about the theatre. And it's really shaped who I am today. So it was really fun sort of bringing back all those memories and getting to shape them into Marigold, Mabel and Morris.
Yeah, did you use any of the stories from when you were younger in the book at all, or were they just kind of inspirations in general?
It was mainly just inspirations, just lots of wild and wacky, colourful people that I met along the way who are very much sort of integrated into the book.
Because I love musical theatre as well, so it's really interesting when you mention like bits about Les Mis or you mention old movies. It must be quite nice that you can kind of reference stuff you love.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been a fan of musical theatre ever since I was a child. All my family love musical theatre. So it's really fun to sort of have that free rein just to reference as many musicals as I possibly could. It was great fun.
And if our listeners don't know, this is kind of, I guess, inspired by the Ballet Shoes, the Noel Stratfield book.
Yes, yeah, it's a reimagining, yeah.
Yeah, how did you even begin to do that? Because that must be quite hard if you've got a book already done, almost.
It's quite a daunting process as well, because so many people love the original Ballet Shoes. And when it was first announced, there was lots of questions about whether it should be reimagined. Like, why would you reimagine a classic? But I think the thing about reimagining classics, because there are so many stories that we keep reimagining over and over again, like there's countless versions of various different fairy tales. And I think it's because we love them so much, but sometimes time has progressed so much that the original story doesn't quite fit in our time anymore. So it's kind of like bringing the story and the themes of the story and the messages of the stories just up to date so that they fit within the time that we live in now.
Yeah, because in the original, you've got like the set kind of in the 40s, I guess, is that right? And then you've had to kind of...
30s, yeah.
30s, what you see, you brought that kind of like lifestyle, and you've also brought those characters into the new book, because I don't want to give too much away, but it must have been quite hard to like intertwine it all.
It was a lot of fun. I really, really loved reading the old Ballet Shoes over and over again and sort of finding those main themes like choosing your family and also instilling this idea into children that you really can do anything that you want to do as long as you've got the support and you're willing to work hard and use your initiative and find ways to do it, which I think are really important messages. So it was really fun to sort of find those messages and figure out what I was going to bring into this new version. It was a lot of fun.
Was it a little bit overwhelming as well when you're like, oh man, all of these people who like already know the book will be looking at this one as well?
It was at first, but I feel like I quickly got into it. I quickly sort of delved into the world of ballet shoes and the world of Into the Spotlight, and just was having so much fun that I didn't have time to think about the pressure.
You often have written books for older readers as well.
Yes.
Was it harder to write a kid's book, or did you enjoy it? Was there something different about the process?
I had so much more fun. I loved it so much. I feel like there's something about writing for children that's just so much more liberating, because I weave magic into all of my stories in some way. And sometimes when you have adult readers reading about magic, they try and use like reasoning and logic to understand the magic. And sometimes you just need to go, it's just magic. It's just magic. There is no reason or logic behind it. It's just magic. So sort of weaving those sort of elements into a children's book, I didn't have to worry so much about explaining it all. Yeah. Sometimes it's fine just to say, well, it's just magic. It happened because it happened.
So true. I love the fact about your book. It kind of like, you feel like it could happen to you. Like, it's kind of that real life thing where you're like, oh, maybe if I live in a theatre, that would happen to me and I'd be able to write that story like Marigold does. And
it's quite good.
Cool to feel like part of it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, I'm so lucky to have grown up with parents who really did instill that idea in me that I can do anything I want to if I put my mind to it. And I feel like that is such an important message to weave into stories for children. Because I feel like when my parents were growing up, they didn't get those opportunities. You know, if you wanted to be a rock star or an actress, you were laughed at. And they were like, no, get back to work. You're going to be working at a factory, or you're going to be working, in a shop for the rest of your life, which is fine if that's what you want to do. But if you do have these big dreams of being an actress or being a rock star or being a writer or working for NASA or being a dancer, I feel like we need to encourage kids to dream bigger and chase after those dreams. And sometimes they aren't dreams. They become realities.
Which of the three characters did you feel the most kind of protective of, shall we say?
I felt most protective over Morris, if I'm honest. Because I work with so many males in the industry who are dancers, and, you know, they put on their tights and their tap shoes for a living. And I feel like we still kind of have this mentality that dancing or musical theatre isn't for boys, which is what Morris is told. But quite quickly, he learns that that is not the case.
And also, as we said, you are from a world of musical theatre. Right now, there's not a lot going on, but I guess you have lots of projects on the go. You're kind of busy still doing other bits and bobs.
I'm working on Cinderella at the moment. Cinderella is due to open next year. So it's quiet, but we're slowly sort of starting to get the ball rolling again and doing a bit more singing, which is nice.
That's always good.
Yeah.
And do you have any more books on the go? I mean, I know you've probably got lots of things on the go right now, but any more kids' books happening, or is this your kind of like perfect one?
No, I'm hoping that this is a foot in the door. Fingers crossed there are more.
How very diplomatic. That is excellent. lovely. So what we'll do now is we always do like a quick kind of this or that quiz.
Okay.
Books or Kindles?
Books.
Everyone says
definitely
that.
Definitely books, yeah.
Every author is like, cool. Heroes or villains?
Ooh, I'm going to say villains.
Performing or writing?
Oh, that's evil. I can't possibly say that's a 50-50.
All right, I'll give you that. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, film adaptation.
Writing or reading?
Reading.
Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia. I was constantly looking in the backs of wardrobes. Constantly.
Laptop or write by hand?
I'm going to have to say laptop because I do write by laptop, but there's nothing quite like putting pen to paper when I do.
Les Mis or Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Evil again. I'm going to have to say Les Mis though. Les Mis will always have a special place in my heart.
Okay. Would you prefer to do a bookshop visit or a school tour to promote your book?
Or bookshop visit. I love being surrounded by books.
Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
Ooh, I'm going to say 9 to 5. It's not 9 to 5, but I do schedule time during the day because if I wrote when I fancied, I'd never write. I will always find ways to procrastinate.
Yeah, me too. I'm such a faffer. I'm like, oh, this will wait. It'll be here later on. It all gets done in the end.
Yeah.
Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
Paddington.
Interesting. And finally, this is the big one. This is the important one. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Oh, salt and vinegar.
That's salt the right vinegar. Answer.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
You could literally say anything for the other questions and I'd be like, yeah, it's fine, I don't care. But the crisp one, that's a big deal.
Okay, good. I'm glad
that's
I passed.
Yeah, you passed the test.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.